is it? Simon Templer.
Sounds like a clean-cut American boy working his way through college. Uh-oh. Just remembered, you're the saint. I'm wrong.
You're wrong. May I come in?
It's a little on the late side.
I've just seen Mrs. Marsh.
Lucky you. Come in.
Thanks.
Sit any place.
Oh, thank you.
Valerie sent you here?
No.
I thought you said you'd...
I just said that I'd seen her. She was trying to look when I left her like a woman stricken by overwhelming grief.
Because you were leaving?
Because, and I hope this comes as a shock to you, her husband was dead.
Theodore Marsh dead? Terrible. Or do I mean nice?
That depends.
On what?
On how handy a man you are with a knife.
It was the pride of my scoutmaster.
If you had a hand on the knife that killed Marsh, you may yet be the pride of the district attorney.
You're really saying Marsh was murdered?
He was really murdered.
Fine. Wait a minute. You're the man who has a picture of Valerie and me taken in Miami, aren't you? The one Marsh was going to use for divorcing Valerie?
So I've heard. I don't have it, which I regret. It's a picture that won't mean anything in a divorce case anymore, but might mean a lot in someone's trial for murder.
Yes, you're right at that. Nice of you to tell me about it. Are you offering the picture for sale?
I don't have it.
Would this make you change your mind?
Oh, you've run out of knives, eh, Brian?
This is safer. Well?
It's a very pretty gun.
Stop admiring it. Hand over the picture.
I don't have it.
Would you prefer being shot?
I never prefer being shot. As a matter of fact, I'm never shot. It's unethical or something.
I don't think I'm going to mind being unethical about you.
I'd mind.
You haven't much time left.
Neither have you. The police are coming to visit with you.
With me? Why?
Doesn't seem to have been a very well-kept secret that you and Mrs. Marsh were... friendly, shall I say. Mr. Marsh is now dead as a result of extreme violence. The police will undoubtedly want to know where you were earlier tonight. Where, by the way, were you?
That's none of your business.
Oh, now, you've wounded me to the quick. I shall leave now.
Wait.
You want me to stay and tell the police about the picture?
Okay, get out. Don't try anything with that photograph. It doesn't mean a thing.
Of course it doesn't. Good night, Mr. Bryan. Be nice to the police. They don't have $1 million like Valerie, and they're not pretty. They can be the death of you. I'm home at last.
Yeah.
It'll be a late dinner, but it will be dinner.
I don't care what it is, just so long as there's something to eat.
You must be starved. I'm terribly sorry, Louis.
Oh, that's okay. You couldn't help it.
Shut the door behind you, Louis. Hmm?
Okay.
Good.
Hey, look, there's an envelope on the floor.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody must have shoved it under the door while we were out.
Hey, it's a special delivery addressed to me. Well, 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 it's a photograph.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, it ain't a bad tintype. Nice. Miami, huh?
Yes, very nice.
And what they got on the beaches, that ain't bad either.
Louis, you are speaking of the woman I...
Yeah.
Never mind.
Hmm.
It's Valerie Marsh. The man's Pete Bryan.
Him you can have.
Him I don't want. You know, I'm puzzled, Louis. Hmm? Apparently Theodore Marsh wasn't lying when he told his wife he'd sent the picture to me.
That's nice. So maybe where he is now, the temperature's mild instead of hot.
Louis, I'm worried.
What, about Mr. Marsh's future?
About his past. And about... excuse me a moment.
No, that's all right. I got some serious studying to do. Hey... Here's a horse in the fifth I know is going to win.
How do you know?
Because my feet hurt.
Because you're... Oh.
And the horse's name is Blue Jay.
Oh, well, put a plaster on him for me, huh? Hello? Lieutenant Riley, please. Simon Templer. I'll hold on.
Want him to come down and arrest the picture?
Lieutenant, you visited Pete Bryan. Are you holding him? I meant in jail. You're not. You'd have liked to, but you're not. Should you? Well, I don't know. Good night. This place is over on the other side of town. Took us nearly an hour to get here from it. It's going to take us nearly an hour to get back there.
Oh, don't tell me. We're going for another ride?
Yes, we are.
Uh-huh. We dine later?
Yeah, we dine later.
Supposing the guy is asleep?
Then we'll wake him. Or he may have run away from home. Door is locked. However, it's a cheap lock. Any flat key should open it. Perhaps this one. Yes.
It's kind of dark in here.
Light switch around someplace. That's better.
It is?
Brian didn't run away from home. Nor could I have waked him, however loud I rang.
Oh, his head don't look so good. Look, the gun he shot himself with's still in his hand.
So it is. And I think we'll leave it there. He's not as pretty as his picture.
Yes, sir?
Oh, hello, Graves.
Mr. Templar.
Mr. Templar. This will go better inside.
Oh, of course, sir. But everyone has retired for the night, sir.
Naturally. Some of them, however, can still be waked.
I beg your pardon?
The music room, I think.
Oh, yes, sir. Here we are, sir.
Good. Graves, I'll need your help. I want you to go to Miss Blair's room. Wake her if she needs waking. Tell her I'm down here with the photograph.
The photograph? The one of Mrs. Marsh and...
She'll know. Tell her that and leave her. Wait 5 minutes, then go through the same routine with Mrs. Marsh.
But I don't...
You don't have to understand. Will you do as I say?
Yes, sir.
Oh, before you go, turn off all the lights in this room, will you? Except that small one on the table?
Very well, sir. But why...
I'm setting a scene, and it'll play better in the dark.
Graves just told me.
Good for Graves.
The picture.
I have it. But before you start anything...
Start anything?
Yes, like waving guns at me, I'd like a question or two answered. Marsh was a rich man. Like most rich men, I assume he made a will?
Why, yes.
The provisions of which are... Hesitation doesn't become you. Obviously, he would have left the bulk of his estate to his wife, yes?
Yes.
There would have been the usual bequest to servants, and what else?
You've been in touch with Theodore's lawyers.
No, I'm guessing. But I'm right so far?
Yes.
What else was in the will?
He left me some money.
A lot of money?
A lot of money.
Thank you.
But that doesn't mean that I...
Mr. Templar, this is hardly the time to...
Oh, Sally.
Valerie, I'm afraid.
Oh, of Simon?
Hello, Mrs. Marsh.
You don't have to be afraid of Simon, Sally. He's a gentleman.
And flattery won't help, not anymore. Mrs. Marsh... Why did you tell me your husband said he'd sent that picture to me?
Because that's what he...
No. What conceivable reason would he have for telling you about it?
Well, I really don't know.
Would he have wanted to make it possible for you to steal it from me? To make it possible for your sister to threaten me with a gun in an effort to get it away from me?
Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, you might try the truth. How did you know your husband had sent the picture to me?
I... Oh, all right. I'm not very proud of myself, but... I've been using Graves to spy on my husband.
Valerie.
I said I wasn't proud of myself. But I had to protect myself. I didn't want to be divorced or...
And then you discovered the existence of the picture and its whereabouts, not from your husband, but through Graves.
You say discovered its existence as though perhaps it didn't exist.
Oh, it does exist, all right. I have it with me.
Oh, may I see it?
Yes. Here.
Thank you. It's a nice picture. Very good likeness.
There'd be no doubt about identification. There would have been no difficulty about corroboration either once Pete Bryan was put on the witness stand.
Simon, you said would have been no difficulty.
I did. Bryan, unfortunately, is no longer in a position to testify to anything.
Well, he's not... Not...
He is. I left him half an hour ago, lying on the floor of his bedroom, a revolver in his right hand, a bullet wound in his right temple.
He killed himself.
So it would appear.
But why? Unless, of course, he killed Theodore and...
And was then seized with panic or remorse and put an end to his own life? It's a pretty theory.
Theory?
Theory. Pretty, but like so many pretty things, false. He was murdered.
But from what you just told us...
When Louis and I entered his room, I had to put the lights on.
Well...
According to police records, no man shoots himself in the dark.
Oh.
This is all a little too much for me. I'm going upstairs.
I think you'd better leave the photograph here, though.
No, I'm keeping it. It belongs to me.
It belongs to the police.
I said I was keeping it.
Valerie, put that gun away.
It's pearl-handled, no doubt. A gun of the highest pedigree.
I don't care what you say or think. I'm...
Mrs. Marsh? Oh. You'd better let me have the gun. I'm sorry, madame.
Oh, never mind.
And the photograph. Here you are, Mr. Templar.
It hasn't been damaged. I'd rather thought you'd be outside the door, Graves.
Thank you, sir.
You might as well let me have Mrs. Marsh's gun, too. Exhibit A and Exhibit B. The police will be pleased.
Here it is.
Yes. Yes, rather a heavy gun for a woman. I wonder if it's heavy enough to...
Simon!
I'm afraid I may have slightly damaged your butler, Mrs. Marsh.
Yes, sir. So I see, but
I feel terribly about it.
If you knocked him out, he probably deserved it.
Thank you, Sally. But I don't feel terribly about knocking him out. What I feel terrible about is the butler turned out to be guilty.
Simon.
Yes, Mrs. Marsh?
I'm not sure why I'm still up. Or why you're still here.
Well, the answer to that is simple.
Yes, Simon.
I haven't explained how I knew Graves was the murderer.
Oh, how did you know?
Well, there was the photograph. You lied about it when you said your husband had sent it to me, but I knew you had to be lying because if your husband intended to use it as evidence in a divorce case, he would have sent it to his lawyers, not me.
Well, that's true.
Therefore, I wondered, had you sent me the photograph yourself? Not if you were planning to commit murder, because that photograph would have been strong evidence against you.
And it might have been Sally.
Well, if it were, why would she have come to my house and tried to get it back from me? No, it was neither your husband, Sally, nor yourself who sent the picture to me. And Peter Bryan's death cleared him, which left...
Graves, who wanted the bequest my husband had left him.
Yes. Graves who sent the photograph to me in order to provide motive for murder against you. And who then proceeded to murder your husband.
Who never even knew about the picture. Graves took it from my desk. But, Simon, why did he kill Pete?
A double gamble. Either the police would accept the suicide as genuine and close the case on the basis that Pete had murdered your husband and then killed himself. Or else...
I'd have been suspected of both killings.
Right.
Simon.
Yes?
You've finished the explanation. Are you going to rush away now that you've solved the mystery of the picture?
Not on your tintype.
Simon.
Yes?
And they call you the saint?
Well, even saints can take time off. I'll see who it is. Louis.
Louis.
Oh, good heavens, I forgot all about... Now, Louis, stop standing there and looking hungry.
What do you want I should do, sit down and look hungry?
Simon, what's wrong?
I promised Louis a dinner, and then your sister came along, and then the murder came along.
Do you mean you two haven't had your dinner yet?
I'm afraid not.
Well, both of you sit right down. I'll go see what we have in the kitchen.
You see, Louis, I was explaining the clues to Mrs. Marsh. I didn't mean to stay so long.
Explaining the clues?
Yes.
So wipe off the lipstick from your face.
Huh? Oh.
It's all right, Mr. Templar. I think we're going to have a wonderful meal. Because judging from the look in your eyes when I came in...
Yes?
Mrs. Marsh cooks with gas.
You have been listening to another transcribed adventure of The Saint, the Robin Hood of modern crime. This adventure of the saint, entitled The Terrible Tintype, was written by Louis Vittes. In the cast, you heard Joan Banks as Valerie Marsh and Lamont Johnson as Pete, Helen Parrish as Sally, Ken Christie the lieutenant, and Dan O'Herlihy the butler. Louis is played by Larry Dobkin. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris, is a James L. Safier production and is directed by Helen Mack.